I forgot when this happened to our boss. She just sent me a snapshot of the vet bill. So what was the most expensive vet bill you ever got? 1-800-330-9999. One of our bosses bought her son a hamster and he got an infected eye. The hamster wasn't even like a week old.
Here's the thing. Hamsters, they don't live all that long, do they anyways? Right? They're really tiny.
Yeah. Brought him to the vet. The vet was the $10 hamster. The vet bill was $250 for after 1 week for the infected eye. She paid the bill and the hamster passed away 2 days later.
Oh, no.
Right.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I mean, it was a living creature. It's not funny.
No.
But it's kind of crazy.
So Raven always gives me a hard time because I've had some crazy vet bills in the past, right? I paid $880 for my dog Lila to go see a psychiatrist.
To talk to somebody. That's right. To talk to somebody.
Lila's a fearful dog. Yep. She's a rescue. She came from a rough background. It was suggested to me that she go to this dog shrink. It was like the Yale psychiatry of dogs.
Was it also a medium too? Like, was she supposed to spiritually hear the dog?
Okay. No.
So I don't know if the dog drew things and then that represented things during the meeting. Anyways, that was a big bill.
Right? Raven made fun of me to no end because who pays that much to go see? It's like people don't pay that much to go see a regular psychiatrist, but I paid it for my dog. Okay. I didn't know what to do. I was desperate.
Well, wasn't there two x-rays involved when she got a hold of Korean short ribs?
Korean short ribs.
Yeah.
My husband had to stay late at work
all night.
I was so mad that I, because he was supposed to come home early, that I fed Lila all of his portion of the Korean short ribs. Lila was throwing up. My husband came home late and I immediately made him take her to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And then it was close to $1,000 again for that.
Because you laughed at me when I signed a lifetime contract with our dog whisperer to maintain our little 12-pound and 22-pound dog from killing each other.
You hired a dog whisperer.
It was big money.
Right.
It was big money. That was big money.
But all of this pales in comparison to the vet bill that Raven got hit with last week.
Yeah, Barkley blew out his CCL, which is like an ACL for a dog. So it's a big thing. He's not 12, you know, years old, and he's not a bulldog or whatever. So he's a very active little terrier. And he's six, so we got to fix it. And it's like $6,000.
$6,000. So Raven,
and that's not even everything. That's not it. That's like the day he goes in the surgery, and then they send you home with some gauze.
So Raven comes and tells me this. Now, we've had this conversation many times. Mm-hmm. I have pet insurance because I am a smart person. And I go, well, how much is your pet insurance going to cover? Tell him, Raven.
None, because I don't have any
on
that dog. And
right.
But yep. I'm getting it on his brother. I don't even have it on his brother yet. See, I shouldn't even say it out loud because it's one of those things that you say you're going to do and then you don't do it.
Can you top that? 1-800-330-9999. What was the biggest vet bill you ever received? And what was it for? Why did the little guy need it? 1-800-330-9999. 1-800-330-9999. What was the biggest vet bill you ever received? Can you beat Raven? He just got hit with a $6,000 one surgery for his puppy.
Yeah, and physical therapy after that. It's going to be like another 18, I'm guessing.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven.
Unfortunately, it was like $8,000.
Yeah, that's pretty steep.
What was it for? What happened?
Well, it was a combination because it happened on New Year's Eve, so I had to go to an emergency vet. So just the consultation there was very expensive. And then the dog ended up eating a plastic bag, and it was lodged in her intestine. So on top of the emergency vet, because of the holiday and then the actual surgery, it all came out to around $8,000 and I had no pet insurance. So yeah, that was awesome.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But the vet insurance is good. I can attest to that. But of course, I let it lapse after she broke her leg when she was a puppy jumping off the couch.
Oh, no.
So we didn't have it when she ate the plastic bag. But I made them give me the plastic bag after they took it out.
So why? To prove that
recycle,
was there?
Recycle.
Oh, okay. All right.
Recycle. Right. That's why. Thank you, sir.
The dog's still around. She's 9, Newfoundland. So.
And still going.
Still going.
That's great.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
For the call. Have a great morning, man.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was the biggest vet bill you've ever got?
$4,400.
You beat well in hand at this point right now. I'm a shade under, it's 58 right now. But that's no physical therapy, and physical therapy is going to be 8 to 9 weeks. They have a pool there.
Definitely got me beat.
They have a pool there.
Oh, so wait a minute.
For horses.
What was what was the bill for?
It ate a table plant that I bought off from IKEA.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently it was toxic, and my dog got sick. I brought it to the vet, and ended up going on dialysis for like 3 days.
Oh, that's
my
terrible.
Gosh. Yeah. Did he make it all right after that?
I'm lucky. Yes, the dog only had like a 30% chance of survival, and it was just a puppy, and luckily it survived, and IKEA actually reached out to me and paid me the $4,400.
Oh, my gosh!
That is incredible!
Now, if only my dog had hurt his leg at IKEA.
I called them up and told them. So they were, you know, more than happy to refund me $4,400. I sent them my bills, and they sent me the money back.
That's
wow.
really nice.
I mean, that really is, right. That, yeah. You don't expect that. Yeah. So that's really fantastic.
Now you're going to see dogs on the sidewalk in front of IKEA taking nosedives and trying to claim insurance on that. Thank you for the call. We
have
appreciate
a good morning,
it. Man. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the highest vet bill that you've ever received?
Just over $15,000 for our cat.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you got me.
Hold on, what happened?
This was actually about 22 years ago as well. He got caught in a hunter's trap during a blizzard in 96.
Oh, my
God. And he lost his leg. We found him a couple weeks later. He was still alive, and luckily the vet was able to save him. He was severely malnourished, and they had to amputate part of one of his other legs and his ears.
Oh, my God. I mean, and all those years ago... Like, that's, in today's money, that's like $3 billion.
I think so.
I mean, you did all you could. How long did the cat live after that?
8 years.
Animals don't feel bad for themselves. They just adapt and do whatever they have to do, and they keep moving forward. It's so different than people.
If you haven't seen My Octopus Teacher on Netflix.
Oh, my God. I saw it.
Yeah.
It made me cry like three times.
Right. It's one of those things that you watch it, and you've never been so invested in an octopus in your entire life. They figure it out. Animals figure it out.
I thought the Celine Dion song from Titanic would have been perfect at the end. I mean, after it gives birth and then it just dies?
You can't tell people what happens at the end.
Are you crying?
Right. Okay.
I'm not crying. Are you crying?
Thank you for the call. Who can beat Raven's latest vet bill? 1-800-330-9999. $6,000. That's what it is, Raven, right?
All told now with this dog right now, we're at about 11 G's. And that's not with the regular checkups and stuff.
Yeah, but he's got to get his little surgery, right?
Of course.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How much did you pay for your vet bill?
$10,123.
Oh, my gosh.
What
happened?
Was it for?
My dog ate a medicine bottle cap and a baby bottle nipple, and it got so much into his intestines.
So did it happen both at the same day? Because that's a hell of an afternoon.
He would grab sneakers, shoelaces, but these things unfortunately just lodged their way in and messed up with his intestines.
Oh,
and before that,
guy.
He was a garbage disposal. He was able to do everything. So did he survive?
Yep, he survived, and he's still, you know, you just have to move everything that you wouldn't think a dog would eat and make sure he can't get it because, you know, he just doesn't learn his lesson.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's like my Lila, too. Yeah, got to watch everything.
Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Biggest vet bill. How much was it for?
It was about $8,000 to $10,000.
Oh, my gosh. For what? What happened?
I was actually left with the responsibility of taking care of my dog while my parents were away, and he got under the fence because he loved the neighbor's dog. He was only about 6 months old, miniature poodle, and their dog was like this huge sheepdog, and they were just playing, and the dog pounced on him and broke his leg.
Aww.
He ended up needing surgery and plates and screws and bandage changes, and yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot because you can't let them do anything for weeks after with the leg damage, too. It's tough.
Oh, no.
You know, but when they start playing, you know, it doesn't matter if the dog weighs 200 pounds or 6 pounds, they get those puppy legs going, and they can't control that.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know. But it was cute. You know, for the extra $1,000, they cut out little menorahs and dreidels and put it on his cast for Hanukkah. So,
well worth the extra cast.
Right, I mean, right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your biggest vet bill?
Oh, my cat was eating my granddaughter's ponytail holders. He began throwing up. I had no idea what was wrong with him. Took him to the vet. She x-rayed him and said, "Do you have a child or somebody that uses ponytail holders?" Yes. Well, that cost $5,000.
Oh,
she sent me to the specialty animal hospital.
Oh, my God.
She was such a great cat. I couldn't not do that.
I mean, the cat was just eating scrunchies.
Gotta sell the car.
Oh,
whatever it takes, we're going to save.
And he was was a very active and young, skinny cat, so I thought nothing of it.
Hi, it's Yana and Raven. What was the biggest vet bill you ever got?
3 years, $11,000, to figure out that my dog was allergic to soy and carrot.
That's annoying.
3 years, $11,000. Like, they searched her for every health ailment there was, and she was allergic.
Yes, and the allergy testing actually came up negative. Two vets told me to put her down.
Aww.
She was the greatest dog I ever had. She lived for 16 years.
Good for you.
And she was fantastic.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. Biggest vet bill?
It wasn't our biggest, but it was our dumbest. We had a dog that was afraid of the rain and got so backed up from not going that we had to spend $800 for an enema.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. And no follow-up necessary.
Right. That's all we need. Thank you.
Have a great morning. Thank you for sharing.